Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin 157. I'm sorry there was no mitzvah yesterday. I was just in a meeting all day, getting ready for yeshiva this year, so I didn't have a minute to prepare it or to give it. So Baruch Hashem, we're back to it today. Okay, Kuf Nun Zayin is the mitzvah Shelo Le'echol Av Tameh, not to eat a non-kosher bird. As we discussed, as we have been discussing all the halachas of kashrus, in Parsha Shmini, we went through the chayis and the behemoth, we went through the fish, that was the last mitzvah, and now we are up to the birds. Says the Pasuk, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ves Eila Teshaksu Min Ha'Of. These are the following are the non-kosher birds. Lo ye'achlu sheketzeim. Don't eat them. They are disgusting halachically to you. And the Torah lists off the nesher, the peres, the ozniya, the da, the ayah, the orev, bas yana. Lists off all of them. We're going to talk about a number of them. The chasida, all of them. And then it talks about kol sheretz ha'of. Ha'holich al arba sheketzu lachem. Any sheretz ha'of. Any creepy crawly in the world of birds that walks on all fours, shekets aholich alba asher lo kara ayim imal laragel and not the bema laaret asel meim tochelu, and then we're going to get into the grasshopper of Hashem in the next mitzvah. But this is the isser of eating non kosher birds. Says the Sefer Achinuch shlo lechol of tamish neimar ves elat hashaksum in ov lo yachlu mishar shi mitzvah mashak asavda macholas asuros. We have already discussed the halachas of kashrus. Says the halach, says the chinuch. Midini ha-mitzvah, mashah amr zechonu l'vracha. Chazal tell us, simani behema v'chaya nemru min ha-Torah. Can you tell if an animal, if a behema or chaya is kosher? We know the Torah tells us. Does it have split hooves? Does it chew its cud? If it has those two simanim, so then one is allowed to eat it. That is a kosher animal. What about a fish? So also there are simanim. Birds are the only one that the Torah does not say any simanim, it just lists off the non-kosher birds. Simani ha'of lo ne'emru. Lafi, why? Sha'atara pirshalanu b'shem kol atmeim shabolam. The Torah lists off by name all the non-kosher birds. V'kivan she'en hu ain't sorach l'tovanu simanim. What do we need the simanim for? The Torah lists off these 19, 24 different amounts of lists on the lists. So it just says it. You don't have to know. Ki kol of hanimsa ba'olam chutz me'emu kasher. Every other bird not on this list is kasher. Mikol makom, the problem is, we don't know what every one of these birds are. Be'bei shekol osan minin shehodiyatanu ha-Torah ein kol adam baki bahen. But because Chazal already knew that we, even then, they weren't sure exactly about the identity of every single bird, so the Chachamim came up with simanim, even though the Torah did not have any simanim. Hodi'unu Chachamim simanim bohem. Kidei sheyakir osan kol adam, so that everybody recognizes them. V'yuchal lechom na'ofos. Afal pishi no makar afilu echam mikol aminim atzmeim. Even if you wouldn't know the meaning, the identity of any one of the birds in the Torah, you would still be able to eat birds by knowing the following simanim. Nimsa, and therefore we're going to talk about the simanim in a second, but first the Chinuch says, Nimsa lafi dvareinu, shkolamaka yafa kolamanuyin shebatorah. If anybody knows what the 24 are, yochol lechol mikolov achar shiimsa, you're allowed to eat any others. As Chazal said, and he quotes the important Gemara in Chulin, why did the Torah do this? Why didn't the Torah just give us simanim? Or why didn't the Torah list off the kosher birds? So the answer is, because Hashem knows there are less non-kosher birds than kosher birds. The Gemara in Chulin says, Galui v'yadu alafnei mi sha'amar v'haya ha'olam, sha'ofos taran merubin al tmeim. Hashem knows that there are more kosher birds in the world than non-kosher birds. Lefichach pirat tmeim. That's why he lists off the tmeim. Klomar pirat kol tmeim sheba olam. That's why it says it. That's what the Gemara says in Chulin, Samach Gimel. You know what you learn from here? This is one of the sources that tell us, la'olam yishana adam l'talmido derech kitzara. If you could say something to a student, to a Talmud, to anyone who you're teaching in a short way, say it in the short way, not in the long way, so it could be clear and concise. You'll learn that from this idea of the Torah of Galui, of Galui Yadua. There are more kosher birds, and therefore a list of the non-kosher birds. So what are the simanim? What are the simanim that the Rabbanim came up with? Because some birds, we don't know exactly what they are. So, umisheinu makiran. So if you know what they are, so you'll let eat anything besides the 24. If you don't know what they are, you might think there are more than 24 birds. The Gemara already says 24 categories. There are a lot within those categories, but there are really 24 species of birds that are not kosher. But if you don't know, so you have to go by the simanim. Umisheinu makiran amru chachamim zechronon levracha she'elu simanim. This is the Mishnah. This is the beginning of the second half of Elul Treifas. The first half of Elul Treifas, the third parak of Chulin, is all about within kosher animals, what makes it not kosher, what type of mum, internal blemish, makes it a problem and not kosher. And the second half of the parak is all about the simanim, what makes a kosher animal, makes it not a kosher animal. So in that Mishnah, the beginning of the second half, the Mishnah says, these are the simanim of kosher and non-kosher birds. Kol ha'of ha-do-reis, any oaf that is do-reis. What does that mean? We'll see. Bi'adu'a shehu mimini ha-tmeim sheba-Torah. You know that this is one of the non-kosher birds. What does do-reis mean? At least three opinions of the Rishonim. So that already makes it more difficult. What does do-reis mean? What does the chinuch here say? And this is also the pshat of the Ramban and the Rashba. Pirish do-reis. Klomar. Shenoeitz hatziparnayim al of acher umatil bo eres. If it claws another bird and poisons it by holding it there. Kiminaga neitz v'shar ofo shetzadim mehem ne adam. Like the neitz bird, which we're not exactly sure what that is either. But that is a do-reis. If a bird is a do-reis, they're not kosher. Rashi, in Chulin, Daf and Tesman Aleph, has a different explanation of what do-reis is. Rashi says do-reis means if it picks up a bird from the floor, it picks up its victim and eats it. Rashi says, ha-ochez bitzipanav, it holds it with its claws, u-magbiya menakarka masha ochel, it lifts up what it eats. That's Rashi. If you look at Tosfos on Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam, any bird that eats its prey while the prey is alive. That's what do-reis is. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, do-reis v'ochal mechayim, ve'ino mamtin lo ad shetamus. So we have three shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly is do-reis? Some type of predator bird. But exactly what does that mean is not clear. Whether it means that it injects poison, that's the chinuch, or it picks up its prey and eats it, or, that's Rashi, and number three, if it eats its victim while is it alive. Either way, that is simon number one. So if it's a do-reis, period, it's not kosher. But the chinuch continues that there are three other simanim, four altogether. Derek Klaus, Akoshi, Ish, Begufo, Gimel, Simanim, Elu, if there are these three simanim, so then you know it is a kosher bird. What are the three simanim? So to be kosher, you have to not be a do-reis, and you have to have the following three simanim. Sheish lo etzba yaseira, number one, it has an extra toe that is bigger than the other ones. V'hu etzba hagadol sheyose yose mishar etzbos, an extra toe. V'zefek. What's the zefek? Humakom rachav besof haveshet shemakabe tzaofsha machal betchilas achila. That's the place where there was what's called a gizzard, or the place where right after a bird first ingests the food, that's where digestion starts, where it starts to be broken down and ground up. V'kurkuman niklaf, and a kurkuman is also another area within the bird that can be, if it can be peeled, if there's the layers of it can be peeled, that also is a simon of a kosher bird. V'amakom atochim bo ha'of ha'machal, that's where the real grinding takes place, and nikra balaz vantari, v'yesh lo or dak b'toch ha'basa lefnim, it has a thin layer of skin on the inside, and the osor niklav, he mixes us ofo. Some birds you're able to peel off the inside. So if you can peel it off, and it has a zefek, and it has an etzbi yisera, those are all signs of a kosher bird. So therefore, you put it all together, skip a paragraph, v'nimsa lafi klal zeh, according to this klal, says the chinuch, sha'arba'a simani ta'arahein. There are four simanim of ta'ara for a kosher bird. Ve'eluhein, eino do-reis. It does not do-reis, three pshatim, what that meant. V'etzba yaseira, v'zekef, v'zefek, v'kurkuban niklaf, all those things will make a kosher bird. If you're missing, so then you can't eat it. You can't eat it because you have to assume that it is a non-kosher bird. Skip a couple of paragraphs where he talks about some more of these details. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shiz Daitacha Bedavar, Ki Kein Hu Lefi Klaleinu Zeh. Second to last paragraph. Focus on this. V'klal Zeh Kasavno Oso Lefi Sfaras Klasa Mefarshim. Ki Harbi Pirushim Is Parshim B'yarnam Elo Shalofas. I explained this based on Rov Mefarshim. V'chalofas HaMesupakim. And what if you're not sure? What if you're not sure about a certain bird? You're not sure, is this a simen? Is this not a simen? So you know what? You have to rely on Mesora. If there's a misora that is kosher, so then it is okay. You are allowed to partake of it. But if there is no misora that it is kosher, so then you can't. That's what it says. The Gemara says that v'chol ofas hamusupakim amru zechron lavracha sheinechalin b'misoras. They are allowed to be eaten. Klamar sheim kiblu b'nei hamakom v'nagu b'pshitas lachla v'cheskas tahar. If there is an area where they have accepted to eat such birds. She'en lefakbek olav klal. Don't worry about it. Assume that what they're doing is the right thing, and they are not. The misora is not something that is warped, right? So that is the halacha of misora. So where does this come up? So this is, of course, the famous discussion about eating turkey, because after all, turkey was out of the misora for thousands of years. Turkey is an American bird, an Indian bird, but in Europe they didn't have turkey. Right, Rabbi Kiva, the early Achronim, the Rambam did not eat turkey. Right, all of the Middle Eastern or African countries, they didn't have turkey. So the Shaila is, what about turkey? Turkey has all of the kosher signs. It's not do-reis, and it has a zefek, and it's kurkuman and niklaf. It has all of them, but there's no mesora. So what do you do? So if you left, look in the poskim. So in the Halach L'cha Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, end of the 1700s, early 1800s. So he says, Simon Kufyud Beis in Yeridea, She'elato, B'nidona Ofos Haba'im Min America. The Ofos, the birds that come from America. Hine'ani Osram. I answer them, says Rav Shlomo Kluger. V'lo yarad b'niyim hamatirim. V'ze yoser mishana. Heishavti l'kihila galina. I already told them that not kaimalon dein somchan al shum simin rak al hamisores. Like the chinuch just quoted the Gemara in Chulin Sama Gimel. The ein lanu alei misores, and we don't have a misora. Umashikazav amatirim sheik kasav me America sheyesh lahem misores. They wanted the Jews in America want to say they have a misora. Says the Shlomo Kluger, I'm not interested. Hevel yifse p'im. Barishon ani omer. First of all, kiva de b'shulchan arach yish beis deos in makam sheyesh lahem misores imichon lismach al makam sheyesh lahem misores. If in a place that doesn't have a misora, are you allowed to rely on the makom that has a misora? The siyam hamachaber v'roy lachush l'divrei oser vada kenu. So even if you want to say America has a misora, but we, says Rav Shlomo Kluger in Europe, are not allowed to rely on the misora. Number one, he says, and number two, how could they have a misora? They've been there for 100 years or so. Remember, he was 1700s. There was no Jews there. Where did their Mesorah come from? And also, what, the greatest Tzaddiki Ador came there? No! Rakom Mari Nefesh, Pcholasher Alo Noshe, people who wanted to get rid of their creditors, they ran away. Vakali Adas, Ruban, the Enkadai Lismo Chaleim, the Aldevraim Sheishlam Misoris Lakach. Bazel Lukuliam Aser, and therefore he says, I'm not interested. That is of Shlomo Kluger, he is in the minority, as we will see. Most Aposkim assume that once there is a Misora, like it says here, if there is a place, even if you don't know how the Misora started, right? But if there was a Misora, one could be Mekel. The Netziv, the Meshav Davar in, this is Yoredeya also in Simen Chav Beis, we're not exactly sure what bird he's talking about, but we think it is he brings a parallel to a turkey. Aval achar shekfar nagu lo achlam, umistama gam oz, haya apioraz chacham, shenira lo shuhu min avaz hatahor, vuchzugu bazel hatera, ein lana lo osram, ulohosi laza avosenu shachlu of tamechas v'shalam. Right? We don't see them do race, we don't see them any of the non kosher signs, it should be fine. And it goes viteda, whatever bird he was talking about. Sheheter haof indik. So some assume that the indik is the turkey. Sh'anu ochlim, hayu harbi ma'arim aleihem, b'shashehevim me'india. There were many that were ma'arim when they first brought them from India. V'lo hayu mesaris al kashrusam. And v'gam hayom yish machmir me'poshim mehem, mikol makom kvar no'agu lehetter ve'ein potsepeh. We don't know how the mesorah might have started, but now we have a mesorah, everybody eats turkey. I think Israel is the per capita largest consumer of turkey in the world, even though turkeys naturally don't grow, aren't brought up in Israel. But there is no raya. La Ostram says the Netziv, and most poskim, the Minhag HaOlam, is to rely on this. Again, there are many sugyas, there are not many, but a number of sugyas that have misora, that have play a role in it, right? The Rav Soloveitchik writes this related to the Tchela Sugya, of course, from his great-grandfather from the Beis HaLevi, in one of the Yartzeit Shirim entitled Shnei Suge Misores. So there, Rav Soloveitchik writes, Yadua, in Oz Gimel, he says there are two types of Misora. There's Misora about Kiyam HaMitzvahs. That's what he says, number one. He says, That's the second one. But number one is Misora Achas HaMisyacheses Kula LeMisora Shel Limud. Number one is the Shalshelas HaMisora. Vikuach Masu Matan V'Hora Asichlis. Zeh Omer Kach V'Zeh Omer Kach. The Misora that you have from your Rebbe. And then you have a second type of Misorah, Misorah Ma'asit al Shel Hanhagas Klal Yisrael B'Kiyam Mitzvahs. V'zumi Yusedes al HaPasuk, Shalav Yichav Yageicha Zekinecha V'Yom Rulach. Separate from what the halacha is the Misorah related to the Ma'isah HaMitzvahs. And of course, Yaduah, it's known, what the story that happened between the Beis Halevi, my great-grandfather, and the Admar Hagon Mirazin, Benogelot Tchela Shevetzitzis, that the Rebbe Mirazin was Mechadesh, it was Mitzavis, Chasidim to wear tzitzis, and he tried to bring many rayas, that it was really Tchelas, and the Beis Halevi said, even if you could prove it, which many say today, it's not true, but even if you could prove it, but the rayos and the svaris aren't mochiach over something that's part of Misorah Shalavichav Yageidcha. Sham ein hasvara machriya ki im ha-Misora atzma. Kach ro avos v'kacha yunogim v'kach tzrichim linogabanim. That's what the Beis HaLevi said. He says, and that's why also he gives another mashal. He says the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, when he talks about the building of the Mizbeach in Bayesheni, the Rambam says, Gimel Nevi'im alu imahem in Agola. Three Nevi'im went up with them. Echad hayin lohen al-makam ha-Mizbeach. One would testify that this is the place where the Mizbeach was. Ve'echad hayin lohem al-midosa. The one said, these are the measurements. Ve'echad hayin lohem shemakriven al-Mizbeach hazeh kol ha-karbanis. Afo bishayin shem bayis. And one says that you could bring the karbanis even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. The question is, what do you need Nevi'im for this for? The halacha is makriven alfa bishayin bayis. The halacha is that there are midos to the mizbeach. The halacha is that this is the spot of the mizbeach. What do you need neviim for? So says the Rav, beautiful. Mishtama mikan ki hagadas edus shel haneviim hechziras binyan mizbeach. You needed the hagadas edus because this has to do with a mitzvah that was not done for so many years. And therefore you need to bring back the Misora in order to do the mitzvah. As the matir, believe Rishus HaNeviyim Bahorasam, Lo Hayu Yecholim, B'nai Yisrael, Livnosam Mizbeach, they couldn't have done it. B'nai Mizbeach Tali, Lo Rak B'midos, Elagam B'tsura Yedua V'tavnes Yichudis, Apigzeres HaKasiv, Dakol B'Ksav. Right, of course, this doesn't apply to Losa says. Right, if there's a losa say that we're in violation of, we have to stop right away. So some say, point out like 50, 60 years ago when they started the shatnez laboratories. So before that, everybody wore shatnez. Many people wore shatnez. What? So that means that, we have to keep wearing shatnez until... No. When it comes to losa say, it's one thing. But when it comes to mitzvah say that we haven't been able to do for years, eating a kosher bird, or wearing certain tzitzis, or building a mizbeach. If there's a break in the misorah of mitzvah saseh, so that's where one has to be careful regarding this issue of misorah. Okay, back to the chinuch. The mitzvah applies always, males and females, and if somebody eats from a Of Tame, a Kezias, B'meisa de Gamalkas, and B'shogeg, they are Pater. Let's talk for a few moments about some of these non-kosher birds, mostly Alpi Drush, but there's so much here on every one of these birds. If you look at the Psukim, let's go in order. Pasuk says, all of these birds are not kosher. What's the first one? Es HaNesher, which we usually translate as the eagle. There is some controversy whether it's really an eagle, but let's translate it as an eagle. Es Rav Saratskin, Aznayim LaTorah. If an eagle is a non-kosher bird, so why is that one of the four forms on the Kisei HaKavod? Amazing question. It says you put a non-kosher bird on the Kisei HaKavod. And on the other hand, the Yonah, which has all the simanim of kashrus, the Yonah, the dove, what do you do with that? You burn it on the Mizbeach. Destroy it. So what's the difference? So says Rav Saratskin, Umi ba besod Hashem ladas pesher davar zeh, hanifla beinenu. How do you know? So he says, maybe it's because on the Kisei HaKavod, you have the four kings. You have the four faces. Adam, Melech HaBeruim, man, which is the king of all the creatures. Shor, the ox, which is the Melech of the Behemoths. The Aryeh, the lion, which is the Melech of the Chayas. And the Nesher, which is the Melech of the Ophos. You have the four kings, and of course, sitting on the throne, Kaviyachol, is the Melech, Malchei HaMlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so maybe that's why the Nesher was picked to be, because he's the Melech of the birds. What about the Yonah? Yonah. Nothing greater than that. But maybe that's why, even though the Nesher is a non-kosher bird, it is still put on the Kisei HaKavod. Number one. So Nesher. Then we have Peres, Azniya, Da'a, Aya, Lamina. So we have Hada'a, that's Hada'a, the Es Ha'aya, Lamina. That's what the Pasuk says here. Again, if you look in Meseches Chulin, Samach Gimel, the Gemara says, the Ra'a, and the da'a, it says here. If you look elsewhere, it calls this the ra'a, not the da'a. Why? What's the difference? And if you look, v'lam nikra shma ra'a, the Gemara says in Chulin Sama Gimel, I'm reading, why is it called ra'a? Sheroa biyoser. That's great vision. This does great visions. It's called the Roa. It's called the Ra'a. Tana, Omedes Bebavel, Veroa Nevela Be'eretz Yisrael. It could stand in Bavel and see a piece of Nevela in Eretz Yisrael. It says, Azayin Latara Pidrush. Sharp. He says, this is, so why is it not kosher? If it has amazing vision, why is it a non-kosher bird? It's an amazing bird. No. What does it say? It could stand in Bavel and see Nevel in Eretz Yisrael. It's something that stands in Chutz La'aretz and just sees negativity about Eretz Yisrael looking from the outside. They don't come and help. They don't come and be part of it. Remez la'anoshim, says Rav Sorotzkin. Haroim Nevela be'Eretz Yisrael. Kishayim ba'atzmam omdim be'Bavel. Ve'inam boim la'sheves be'Eretz Yisrael la'azor la'ela. Hamishtadlim la'seis. They see, oh, this is a problem. But they don't come and try to fix it. That's why it's a non-kosher bird. Omed bebavel, veroa be'eretz, veroa nevala be'eretz, nevela or nevala be'eretz Yisrael. Wow, that is a sharp comment by the Zion LaTorah. We always have to make sure, especially if we don't have the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael, and we're doing our best to try to get there to make sure that we don't say any negative element. Don't point anything negative about Eretz Yisrael. Number three. Next, another non-kosher bird. Let's try to do two more. Another one is the racham. Pasuk chaf yudches. Tinshames kaz vesa racham. What's the racham? The Gemara says in Chulin. That's where all these Gemaras are. This is Samakimon, but Aleph. The Gemara says a racham is an animal that brings rachmanis to the world. Because once it starts crying, rachamim comes to the world. And the Gemara says if it starts crying when it is on its nest, then it's definitely going to rain. If it starts crying when it's on the land, Mashiach's going to come. That's what the Gemara says. So the Marsha there says, in Chulin, Sama Gimel, he says, what does this mean? So he says, Mela, he says, by the rain, so you could say, the Chachamim saw this bird had some type of netiyah to always know when it was going to rain, and therefore you could say, whenever it started chirping and crying, you knew it was going to rain, because the Chazal witnessed that a few times, so it must be like some people have pain in their knee when it's about to rain, say it to this bird. But the fact that when it's on the ground, so he says that's the Gemara says Gemiri, that's a Mesorah. You can't explain that naturally. But he says, maybe that's Meduyuk in the Psukim. Unbelievable. These Haftorahs, right? Ma Navu al Heharim Raglei Mevaser. The Marsha says, well, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the Mevaser. What did the Gemara say? When the Racham is on the ground, the Yasiv Ara Asa Meshicha. Right? Manavu al Heharim. How beautiful it is when it's on the mountain, when it's on the mountain, on the ground, Raglei Mevaser. The feet of the Mevaser, this Racham, is the Mevaser. So how beautiful it is when his feet would be on the ground, because that's going to tell us when Mashiach is coming. Fine. One more point, and then we'll stop. A famous one, and that is the Chasida. The Chasida is also a non-kosher bird. Again, all of these, we're not getting into exactly what they are, but the Rashi says, why is it called a Chasida? She'osa Chasidus im chavruseha b'mezonos. Right? It's also from the Gemara, because it does Chasidus with its friends, right? The big kash of all the Bali Musar, so why is it a non-kosher bird if it does all chesed? So two ideas. Number one, most say, explain it as, oh, it does Chasadim with its friends, but not with people it doesn't know. Only with his chavruseha. So that's why it's not kosher, number one. Number two, maybe it's she'oseh chasidus im chavruseha, says Rav Sternbach in Tam Badas, the chayiv of its chesed is because naturally, why would you only do it with chavruseha? Because it's a natural thing to do. We don't do chesed because it's natural. We do chesed because the Torah told us to do chesed. And therefore, even if it's something that's unnatural, you got to do it anyway. This is an expansion of that idea. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue next time with the next mitzvah of checking the simanim of chagavim.